Hello. 40 years ago in 1977, CKMS Radio and the Voyager spacecrafts were launched. In a few years, the spacecrafts will power down as their nuclear power source dwindles. We trust CKMS will be broadcasting for many more years than that. The Voyager Golden Records are phonograph records that were included aboard both Voyager spacecraft. The records are thought to be able to remain intact for a billion years. The records contain sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth, and are intended for any intelligent extraterrestrial life form or for future humans who may find them. Those records are considered as a sort of a time capsule. Carl Sagan noted that the spacecraft will be encountered and the record played only if there are advanced space-faring civilizations in interstellar space. But the launching of this bottle in the cosmic ocean says something very hopeful about life on this planet. Sagan and his associates assembled 115 images and a variety of natural sounds, such as those made by surf, wind, thunder, and animals, including the songs of birds and whales. To this they added 30 musical selections from different cultures and eras, spoken greetings in 15 ancient and modern languages, and other human sounds like footsteps and laughter. Here's an excerpt of President Carter's official statement placed on the Voyager spacecraft for a trip outside the solar system, June 16, 1977. "We cast this message into the cosmos. Of the 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, some, perhaps many, may have inhabited planets and spacefaring civilizations. If one such civilization intercepts into Voyager and can understand these recorded contents, here is our message. This is a present from a small distant world, a token of our sounds, our science, our images, our music, our thoughts, and our feelings. We are attempting to survive our time so we may live into yours. We hope someday, having solved the problems we face, to join a community of galactic civilizations. This record represents our hope and our determination and our goodwill in a vast and awesome universe." What would you put on a golden record? Okay, there we go. We're sending out an SOS, folks. Thanks for joining us tonight on Golden Record. It's June the 26th, and it seems like the first day of... It seems like summer has finally got here, I think, eh, Melissa?
Oh, it was a beautiful day today.
It was so. Mm-hmm. And this is... our guest tonight is Melissa McNamara, and we have great music and some great stories for you. And dear listeners, you do know that my guests very kindly bring along some music, and I'll start off by just... asking Melissa, what kind of music do you like?
Growing up, I was exposed to all kinds, so I like pretty much everything. Not so much the rap my daughter listens to, but 80s is probably my favorite, probably because I was in my teens and in the 80s.
That's what they say, you know, when you were a teenager, those are the only good songs.
Yeah, lots of roller skating
What's your first song? Then we'll come back and talk about a little. Before the show, we talked a little bit about this song. It's lovely to hear that story. But what's your first song here? Why do you like it?
Well, I did Phil Collins in the Air tonight because I thought it kind of fit the theme. And again, it was I was exposed to a lot of Phil Collins growing up, and I recently saw him actually last fall, and he was fantastic.
Wow, excellent stuff. And the song is
In the Air Tonight.
Okay, click on go and we'll
like I just have fun every pride. I just have the most fun ever. And thank you.
This is Doug Turvey. You are listening to CKMS, Radio Waterloo.
Hi, this is Jen, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7, the best local radio.
And we are back, and thanks for listening in, folks. It is Golden Record here on June 26th. And Melissa McNamara is our guest, and we've got some great songs coming your way. Melissa, we were just sharing stories beforehand. You have a nice story to talk about with that last song there, Phil Collins, I think. Have I got that right?
With Phil Collins that I just played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us that story.
No, I think you're thinking...
Oh, Tragically
the
Hip.
The Tragically Hip.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
So it's a good segue into what Melissa does. And so let's get to know Melissa first. And Melissa, I'd like to ask my guests, tell us about yourself, your community. How many people sit around the McNamara Christmas family dinner?
we're a motley crew. We have a lot of friends and family that we include when we have dinners.
Yep.
But yeah, there's quite a few of us. We have blended. We have, you name it, the McNamara family has it.
All so. Right. And so if you're lucky, you get a room full. And if everybody's off on holidays or vacation, then it's a little bit quieter, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is a bit quiet.
Do you have any traditions at Christmas you guys like to do? Somebody go cut the tree or give gifts the night before?
My daughter and I always go out shopping together, and we buy gifts for Tree of Hope.
Very nice.
And for the first couple of years that we had done that, you know, you always think of little ones at Christmas time. And then I don't know when it was brought up to me, but someone said something about tweens and teens, and there's a lot of them in need. And so the last few years, her and I have been focusing mostly on teens and tweens and getting gifts for them. Christmas morning, I always make a big brunch breakfast and drink mimosas and get a little bit of a buzz and have a nap and stay in our jammies all day. So
it sounds heavenly.
Yeah, I love Christmas Day.
That sounds like a lot of our Canadian our listeners do. They find that nice little quiet place in the day and just enjoy the holiday for it is.
Absolutely.
Away from work and so on. So
exactly.
Forth. Yeah. Before I forget, any other hobbies? You don't have to be like building a boat in your basement or something, or are you rock climbing? Do you have any other hobbies? And
I love interior design.
Do you?
Yeah. Like even walking into here, looking around.
Yeah.
I'm always walking into spaces and designing them in my head. If I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I probably would have done a career in either home staging or interior design.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, let's play another song here. What you got queued up for a second song, and why do you like this one? What is it first?
I picked out Dixie Chicks, Landslide. I think partly because the song is, you know, about growing up and as a woman, you know, getting older and how things change in your world and in your life and your priorities. Mm-hmm. So the song just always kind of spoke to me.
It's a good band. They're pretty famous. Remember when they... They came out against a politician in there. What was that story? Remember what that happened?
Yeah.
I'm just forgetting.
The lead singer, Natalie, said at a concert that she was ashamed that...
the government at the time or something.
No, she... the president at the time.
Bush, was it?
Yes, that he was their president. And
right.
Yeah, there was a huge
backslap.
Yeah, that was not good.
Okay, with that, let's play a song. It's just stay locked in, folks. It's our golden record here on CKMS Radio 102.7. See you in a short bit. Here you go. Go ahead.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain. I saw my reflection in the snow.
Hi, this is Janine. This is CKMS 102.7, your best local community station in the KW area.
And thanks for listening in tonight, folks, the Golden Record. And Lisa McNamara is our guest tonight. Boy, another great song choice there. We were really, I remember Dixie Chicks, they were quite controversial at one point in, during the Bush administration for their opposing the government.
And
their career took a bit of a whack for at least a year or two.
Oh, yeah, people were burning their records, and yeah, they really, they paid for I guess, speaking out.
Did you ever have a chance to see these guys?
No, not yet, but they are on my bucket list.
All right. So, Melissa, tell us, what is it that you do? You're got Christmas all figured out. when you get up in the morning and head out the door, what are you doing?
I own a trucking company.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes, I grew up in the trucking industry. Mm-hmm. My father started out as a truck driver and worked his way up to being an entrepreneur and starting his own trucking company. I worked in the industry. I never thought for sure that trucking would be where I'd end up.
It's funny that we how you just sort of the arc of life.
Yes, absolutely, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And so my father had retired early, and at the age that he wanted to retire, and he called me up from Florida one day and said, "I'm bored. I want to start another trucking company, but I want to make it a niche." And he came up with the brainchild of Stage Door Transportation. Mm-hmm. And when he was ready, I bought him out. And he's still kicking around. But that's what we do. And we haul arts and entertainment and corporate.
Yeah. Tell us about that. It's a special niche area in trucking. And you specialize in moving. You speak to it. What do you specialize in?
We specialize in moving, staging, lighting. Yes. So our trucks go on tour. Mm-hmm. They follow, obviously, venue to venue to venue. They just pull in and sit there for however long, and then they leave again. So
it could be 2 hours or 2 weeks or 2 days.
Yeah, our drivers are gone anywhere from 2 months to 6 months to 9 months. So it's a bit different, but there's only one other person or another company in Canada that does what we do. Mm-hmm. So and then we always have general freight for any times if we're, you know, in a slow period or if we have to position our trucks in areas. But yeah, we do specialize in the arts and entertainment.
Wow, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That the reach is all over North America, I suspect.
Yes. Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And I suspect the cell phone and internet are your most valuable friend in the whole world.
Yes.
If everything's going good, when it's not going good, I don't want to answer that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good. So you've been doing that for a few years now, I guess.
Almost 20.
My goodness. So you got the knack of it kind of the day-to-day stuff doesn't probably faze you as much, but I'm sure you have your busy days and it gets a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, busy days, but I have a great staff, a great team. We have our very first driver from when we opened up 19 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't have a huge turnover. We're like a small family. And my drivers come to the window, I know who they are. Mm-hmm. We love that small family kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's quite unique, too. You're running a business like that. I know we talked about the show before. What's it like to be a woman in trucking? It's always been a real macho thing, but has that changed?
It's changed quite a bit.
Yep.
There's more and more women coming into the industry. Mm-hmm. Kind of because of who my father is. Mm-hmm. I've been exposed to a lot of really amazing men in our industry. They've all been very welcoming. I know if I needed help, I can reach out. It's funny because sometimes when I meet people and they ask me what I do and I say I own a trucking company, they'd be like, I would never have guessed that. And it's not so much trucking. I think for me, it's I believe in my company. We stand behind what we say. You know, I love what we do. It's the passion of our brand and, mm-hmm. and who we are. That it's not so much the trucking aspect. But again, I grew up in it. So again, 25 years ago, if you would have asked me what I was going to be in the future, I don't know if I would have said I'd be in the trucking industry, but I wouldn't change it for anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's a good fit and you're enjoying it. And we should do a shout out to your dad. He thought he might, he thought he might be listening to us tonight. We'll hope that he's remembered that we're putting this show on at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And if he is, hello. And then if you are, you can send us a message here on Facebook and say hello to us. And listeners, if you're so inclined, just go on Facebook. It's look for Golden Record. And you'll see our video there, and we're doing okay. But when we play a song, it might blank out. And if you want to hear the music, you'll have to go to our live feed, radiowaterloo.ca, and click on that live feed there to hear all the audio content. But thanks for listening in, and don't be afraid to fire us off some questions. So we're moving along quite smartly here, Melissa, and what a bunch of great selections of songs. And we'll get into our next section shortly. You're busy running an office, and I don't know how many is that 20 of you guys or 200? How much of a of an operation do you have to run there?
We have 35 trucks on the road. And then inside staff, we have about seven of us. Mm-hmm. We have two mechanics. Mm-hmm. And then we have a Florida operation that we've started up. So
lots to manage.
Yeah. Like I said, though, I got a great team.
And I'm glad you had time to come out to our show tonight and tell us your story and also to bring along some great music. Speaking of music, what do you got queued up for us next year?
Well, since we were talking about Stage Door, when I was 16, my first concert was I went to Carlisle Park and saw the Tragically Hip, was before anybody knew who the Tragically Hip was.
Yep.
Funnier story is that one of the guy's friends, my childhood friends, was the one that introduced me to the Tragically Hip. Mm-hmm. And he ended up coming on to Stage Door when we first opened 19 years ago. And he's still with us. And the Tragically Hip was our client for 13 years. Wow. And they always requested him. He was their lead driver.
Okay.
So I'm going to play Tragically Hip.
Perfect. Press the go button. We'll come right back. See you in a short bit, folks.
Well, they're all for Gord, but this one's for Gord. First thing we climb a tree, and maybe then we talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts. Illusions of someday cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our life. Sing along. And it's when the hardest stung me, and I had a feverish dream of revenge and doubt. Oh, tonight we smoke them out. Cause you were a hip hop century. You were a hip hop century. You were a hip hop century. Stare in the morning shroud, and then the day began. Radio came in loud, saying your time was at hand. Tears fell in real time, like the rain fell through the night. No dress rehearsal, this is our life. When a hornet stung me, and I had a serious dream of regret and love. Oh, tonight we lift him up.
I'm Dave Piper from the North Dumfries Historical Preservation Society. What do I like about community radio? Well, I think it helps create an identity for the local community. And all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
And we're just glad, folks, you've chosen to spend some time with us here at Golden Record. It's CKMS Radio 102.7, and we're broadcasting from our studios in the old Beamer Box Factory on Bright Up and Duke. And tonight's guest is Melissa McNamara, and we've gotten to know some great songs she's doing and what she does for the holidays. And in our last segment, we talked a little bit about what she does and what a 20 years in a specialized form of trucking that helps major shows get around the country to all their venues like Chicago or Moose Jaw, wherever they're going.
Wherever they're going. We've even been to Alaska.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a great story. And Melissa's, as mentioned as you did, and I appreciate that, you know, it's worked out well. Sometimes there's some people unsure, a woman can't do this, but it sounds like it's worked out quite good. So glad to
yes.
hear that.
Very blessed.
So we're now into the part of the show here where we're going to talk a little bit about the theme of our show, which is Golden Record. And just a recap is in 1977, they was thought they'd put this Golden Record on the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft, and on there was like 55 greetings of hello in 55 languages, and there was 30 songs all the way from Johnny B. Good to Bach, and there was a bunch of sayings on there and sound of dogs barking and all that stuff. So the message in the bottle, just like our opening theme song. So the question I'd like to ask guests is, Melissa, if you were going to send your message out to the stars, and it may never be heard or maybe by intelligent life and all that stuff, what would you put on your Golden Record? What types of things would you put on there besides these five great songs you've provided tonight? What would you put on a Golden Record?
I think that being kind. You know, not judging somebody until you walk a mile in their shoes. I think sometimes society can be pretty harsh, and I think it's easy to judge somebody without knowing. We all have stories. You know, everybody's struggling with something in life, whether it's, you know, you hear about mental health, addiction, all those sorts of things. And I think as humans that, you know, kindness goes a long way.
Do you have a favorite author or a book or a great quote that you could maybe attach to the Golden Record? Some people, you know, there's always people get quite, there's a whole group of people, we all have a history of a Christian thought usually, and there's some great stories in the Bible, but there's all kinds of other great books with just wonderful, succinct and to the point descriptions of how we feel about things. Do you have a favorite author you'd like to read?
I like all kinds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read anything from Stephen King to, you know, self-help books, that sort of stuff. And again, you know, I grew up, my father was a reader, so I don't know if I got that from him. Mm-hmm. But my son's a reader, my grandbabies, I've been reading to them. And I find that reading, it opens up your mind. And I read many, many great books, and then I've seen the movies after, and I always prefer the books over the movies.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because you have more time to linger on the words and let it kind of imagination.
Yeah, your imagination creates the character and what you think the character would look like, and that sort of thing. And also, my son's vocabulary at a very young age, you know, he learned words, big words, and mature reading, you know, when he was in grade 4, one of his teachers asked me if I knew that he was reading a book called Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt, and Tis, which are pretty deep books. And she's like, I have never seen a child in grade 4 read those kind of books. So, yeah. And I mean, anything I can get my hands on, I read. Knowledge is power.
We were just making comments before of when we came in the studio that you're looking forward to going up to a cottage for the summer, I guess,
And I think for a lot of Canadians especially, the cottage is a special place, and you can still hear the birds singing and the water splashing and all that stuff from
absolutely.
Your last visit, right?
Yeah,
those would be cool songs to send out into space, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pictures and things. So you think intelligent life out in the universe, if it exists, they say it does. We never found it yet. But do you think they like music? Do you think they understand singing? Like, is art like universal throughout the universe? Do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what else can music can take you back to?
Yeah.
A memory, a smell, a taste. You know. I always have music going, whether I'm cleaning the house or doesn't matter what I'm doing. I always have music on, and it can take you out of a dark place. It can put you into a dark place.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many, you know, I'll listen to a song and I'll go back to, oh, I remember roller skating to this, or, you know, or I remember one of my boyfriends, like when I was a, you know, teenager type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can remind you of people that have passed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think music, I would be shocked if there is aliens out there, if music wouldn't affect them the way they affect us as humans.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. And if you not, know? Then it's their loss.
Well, it's funny, regardless of what language you speak, all intelligent life, all humans can know that was music and it had a beat to it.
Yeah.
You don't need to have, it doesn't have to be in English or French. It's everyone can recognize what it is. It must be some kind of universal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, it makes you know, people want to dance. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't think there's anything else out there that can affect you like music can.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, memory, taste, smell, it's just all your sensories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good observation. I know it's kind of a weird question, but... We just wanted to go with the theme of the show.
Yes.
And you know what? This whole thing about outer space, they say there's got to be intelligent life out there, but oh my gosh, we haven't found it yet. So
no.
What does that mean? What's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, we have enough movies.
Yeah.
I hope they don't look like some of those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that. Like, so, you know, you think of it, the only kind of like cute thing was like E.T.
Oh, E.T. Talk right? about the 80s.
or Mork and Mindy. Kind of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Robin or my Williams. Favorite Martian. I'm showing my age on that one. But, you know, why are most space movies like, roar, they're great big monsters and they come out to annihilate us? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. But another great one is
yeah.
Elf. Do you remember
yeah.
Elf?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a Muppet or something.
He
it?
Was, but he was an alien.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good show, too.
That was.
Didn't watch a lot of that, but I remember, not you mentioned the name, I remember seeing some of those shots. Yeah,
yeah, he was pretty funny. He was pretty witty.
Now, what's kind of cool nowadays, you know, you can go online like YouTube and so on, and oh my gosh, you can find little stories about, you know, why do we have eight planets and how big is the universe and just whatever your whatever your interest is. How do I fix my tire in my car or something?
Mm-hmm.
You type in there anything on your mind.
Yeah.
You could type in there, how do I have a radio station?
There you go.
And there'd be a bunch of videos would pop up.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's good because you can find out, but boy, it's just overwhelming, don't you think?
Well, it is. And a lot of people self-diagnose themselves. Like with technology, it's a great thing to have, but it can also, with anything, right? It can be used for good or it could be used for evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the good stuff. So we can hit some more of these topics later on because our next segment, we're going to talk about stuff that came up as a matter of conversation or questions that Melissa wished I would have asked her. But before we get there, we're going to play another song and tell us what your next one is. And oh yeah, we should tell us a funny story of what happened. You were going to play Tragically Hit by the Wheat Kings and instead we got...
Yeah, no, I was going to play Long Time Running and
oh, okay.
I thought I had it queued up, but right. No, I had that. I had a Via Century is an amazing song as well, but it's
sure.
just that wasn't the Tragically Hit, it was a cover. So hopefully I got this one right. So this one is going to be Wheat Kings. It reminds me of being at a cottage.
A great song. Go ahead.
Thank you. Sundown in the Paris of the prairie, we kings of all treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. We can't. Pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. We late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. 'Cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We
This is Mary Walton, and this is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 and on the Rogers Digital Network at 946.
And we're back, and thanks for listening in, folks. Hope your evening is going well. It's a time of year where the days last forever. Oh, my gosh, it's still not dark by 9 o'clock on a nice night, and it's quite pleasurable. And it makes me think of a joke I heard the other day. So, you know, I was having trouble sleeping lately, so I've decided I'm going to buy a ticket on Air Canada. Seems to work for somebody who got stuck on the plane.
Yeah. I know, that's crazy. That would be kind of scary.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how that would happen.
I know. Like, did they just all get off the plane where she slunk down her seat? They didn't. They should check each row, shouldn't
they?
Well,
I thought that they did. Yeah. I thought that was part of, well, I think it is. Someone didn't do their job.
So we're moving along quite lovely here tonight. Melissa McNamara is our guest, and so we've covered a little bit of what happened at Christmas and the music she likes, some adventures, what she's doing for a living, and a little bit about space stuff because we're at the Golden Records show. And at this point, I just did a quick review because, you know what, maybe there's something that we want to follow up on. questions you might have wished that I would have asked you, and so on. Anything come to mind after the at this stage of the show?
Oh gosh, I don't.
He could start all over. Tell us some stories about concerts, people like artists and stuff like that. What concert tours are you doing now that you could speak about?
Well, we do, like I said, we do all kinds. Bare Naked Ladies is one of our clients, which, again, very Canadian, mm-hmm. which always is, you know, we're very proud of being their carrier. We our biggest thing, I think, too, is for what we do. You know, at the end of the day, we're a trucking company, but drivers. Getting drivers in the industry in general, we're on a shortage of drivers. For what we do, it's even more difficult because they are gone for 3, 6, 9. So it makes that pool even smaller.
Right.
Not to mention the biggest thing is not getting starstruck.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a few drivers where we've actually had to fly out and fire them because we had one that wanted to take on Beyonce's bodyguard.
Yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, trying to explain, you know, at the end of the day, we're a trucking company, you know, we go A to B, we're not there to mingle with the stars. You get some stars that are artists that play the rock star, and then you get some that are right in catering with our drivers, talking down to earth, easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've been fortunate to do some pretty cool artists. You know, Wee Day is a big is one. Wee Day is, I don't know if everybody knows who Wee Day is. They've been around for quite a few years now. But it's motivational for kids. It's okay. about bullying. It's about all the things that kids come up to and kindness and working together. And, you know, they do a lot of charity work for Kenya and going down and building schools and fresh water. And kids go down and it's a life-altering experience for them. Because I think sometimes kids nowadays, they have almost a self-entitlement, and we have worked so hard to give them and make their lives so much easier that sometimes I wonder if we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. And it's just a parent's best wishes to make things better for their kids.
Yes.
Not too sure what that means or if it's the right way or not. And sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
work as good as you thought.
I think we've gone a little bit overboard, and I think you know, I think in the years to come there'll be a payback for mm-hmm. for that, and you know, I hope it corrects itself again.
Well, you know what? I'll just throw in something that hopefully it comforts you, and that is, you know, our parents would have said the same thing about you and I
mm-hmm.
because we were better off than they were.
Yeah.
And we turned out okay, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so be assured, I hope that even though it's hard to understand some of the new dynamics, it should work out okay.
Yeah, the world changes. You got to change
true.
With it.
Yeah. Right, so. No, the pace of change is so fast now. Just overnight, it seems like you've heard enough news that would normally last a whole week.
Yes.
And most of us like to process that if we could, just to be, but how do you keep up this flood, this fire hose sometimes? And trying to pick what's important, what's not.
Exactly. And what the outcome will be too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's very real concerns, and I think a lot of people would share that comment about, you know, make sure the kids are going to be okay after going through their formative years with this today's set of values.
Yes.
So that, knowing what's going to happen with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you just trying to think of some other things I wanted to come to mind. I was going to talk to you about you. Did I ask you about what kind of hobbies you have going there?
You did. I told you I liked home design.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I like fashion too. So one thing with Stage Door too is we call it the classic wear now, and it's our hoodies.
Mm.
The tagline on it and our motto is "The show must go on." So everybody asks us for hoodies and t-shirts. And, you know, it's cool too, because we do give it out when we're on tour to a lot of the crew and even some of the artists. And sometimes when you go see them at a show, you'll be backstage and you'll see them wearing your shirt, and it's kind of a cool thing. But I'm always, you know, updating the styles, and then sometimes I get reminded we're a trucking company, not a fashion line. But I don't see why you can't have both, the best of both worlds.
Yes. And why not? Because this is a specialized form of trucking that made crucial to the arts, the presentation of that stuff, and you need people, professionals who can stay focused on what's going on, and it's a very, very high level accomplishment to get it balanced all right.
Absolutely. I was always taught, you know, dress for success.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I used to always say I had a face for radio, but now we got video, so I'm not too sure what's going on there. Whereas you're looking just fine, but
why? Thank you.
I'm kind of looking. Woof woof woof. It's left over from the wintertime. I didn't feel like buying a toque, so I thought I'd grow one here.
That's hey, all. That's good. Yeah, I like your hair.
So we're having a pretty good time here at doing stuff, and you know what we should do is probably play our last song that you brought with you before we do our final outie out.
Okay.
And so, as usual, tell us what it is and why do you like it?
So I picked Let It Be by the Beatles. Obviously, I was exposed to the Beatles growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the song. And I, you know, I think it, for me, it's a reminder that sometimes you can't fix everything.
Right.
You need just to let it be. So that's why I picked that song.
You ever see the Beatles? I saw them on TV and Ed Sullivan in 1969, I think it was. I forget when the Beatles first came on, Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure my dad had it playing on the TV.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I've never seen the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a really cool, and it wasn't theirs, but Across the Universe was a movie that came out. And it was all about the Beatles and their music and their songs. And it was pretty cool. They have an extended version of this off that off that movie, and it's with a choir. And
cool.
I was going to pick that one because
It
gives me goosebumps.
Yeah,
nice but idea. I thought maybe the classic would be best.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. We'll be right back.
is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Radio live at 102.7.
And thanks for joining in tonight, folks, with us here at Golden Record. Melissa McNamara has been our guest. We've covered just a whack of stuff, some great music. Going to finish off the show here. We've got 5 minutes left. Melissa, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years? You want to go that far? What are you doing the next 2 hours?
Next 2 hours, I'm going to go home and spend some time with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Next 2 days, we'll be going to the cottage, and it works out perfect because it's my birthday on Sunday. So my birthday's always the day before Canada Day. So always was guaranteed the next day to have
a
off,
party.
Which is awesome.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
2 weeks, I don't know. I don't know. Two months, I'm going to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting.
That is. That's a very nice
off
trip.
Off my bucket list. It'll be off my bucket list by the time
we get
back.
10 days, 2 weeks?
Going for 12 days.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. My background's Irish, so I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. 2 months. That's so 2 years?
2 years.
Planning to redecorate your office or something, or buy 10 trucks, or?
2 years. Yeah, you know what? Our addition we put on 4 years ago will probably be due for a redesign.
Okay, because now we know that you would do interior design would be your occupation if you weren't doing this.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Absolutely. Fine, and then 20 years, I'm hopefully going to be retired.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good plan, and that should work out really well. And I just want to thank you so much for coming in tonight and being part of Golden Record. I hope it wouldn't take too much of your schedule and had some fun.
I had a great time. Thank you very much for allowing me to be your guest.
All right, folks. We'll see you in 6 days and 23 hours for another version of Golden Record. Just stay tuned for Rebel Dan. Great music. And you listen to CKMS 102.7, and we'll see you then. Bye for now. Take care.
Bye.
If you're paranoid, you can't eat a big steak. Build the jeeps, you look great. Only the fool will play life by the rule. Count your blessings.
worship not because of a stupid dominant face.